Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Ever feel like your work week bleeds into your personal life? Like there's no clear line between on and off? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be relaxing with friends or family, but your brain keeps worrying about that project deadline? Well, you're not alone. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. This is Dylan Brooks, and on today's episode of Clarity First, we're diving deep into the crucial topic of setting boundaries for healthy work-life balance because your time and energy are precious commodities, folks. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries, isn't that just another buzzword thrown around by self-help gurus? But hear me out. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or creating unnecessary walls. They are about consciously protecting your well-being and ensuring you have the energy to truly thrive in all areas of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone barge into your home uninvited, right? Boundaries are like those metaphorical fences that help define your personal space both physically and mentally. So, what are some key takeaways to keep in mind when it comes to setting boundaries at work? First off, communication is king. Let your colleagues, boss, and clients know your working hours and stick to them as much as possible. Don't be afraid to say no to extra projects or requests if you're already stretched thin. Remember, saying no to something that doesn't align with your priorities allows you to say yes to things that truly matter. It's about making conscious choices that support your overall well-being. Second, create a dedicated workspace. This doesn't have to be a fancy home office. It could be a corner of your living room or even just a specific chair where you focus solely on work tasks. Having a designated workspace helps signal to your brain when it's time to switch gears between work mode and personal time. It creates that mental separation that's crucial for maintaining a healthy balance. Third, unplug. Seriously, put down your phone, close those work emails, and step away from the computer screen at the end of your workday. Those little pings and notifications can be incredibly distracting, pulling you back into work mode even when you're trying to relax. Schedule time for activities that nourish your soul, reading, exercise, spending time with loved ones, anything that helps you recharge and come back to work refreshed. Fourth, remember that self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make time for things that bring you joy and help you de-stress, whether it's taking a walk in nature, indulging in a hot bath, or simply curling up with a good book. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy and focus to give to your work and everything else in life. And lastly, don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Your needs and priorities will evolve over time, so it's important to regularly check in with yourself and make sure your boundaries are still serving you well. Let me share a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine this. You're on vacation with your family, finally escaping the demands of work for a week of sun, sand, and relaxation. But there you are, scrolling through emails, checking messages, and feeling guilty about taking time off. That, my friends, is a clear sign that your boundaries need some attention. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to truly disconnect and enjoy those precious moments with loved ones without the nagging worry of work? By setting firm boundaries around work communication during vacation, like designating specific check-in times or simply turning off notifications altogether, you can reclaim the time and create lasting memories. So, remember these key takeaways. Communicate clearly, create a dedicated workspace, unplug at the end of the day, prioritize self-care, and don't hesitate to adjust your boundaries as needed. By implementing these strategies, you can cultivate a healthier work-life balance that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally. Don't just listen to this episode, light it. Start setting those boundaries today, one step at a time. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using #ClarityFirstPodcast. And remember, every day is a fresh opportunity to create the life you desire. Until next time, keep striving for clarity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.